little more than a month later, Abhay was again anticipating an imminent meeting with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, this time at Allahabad. Abhay had only recently returned from Vrindavan to his work at Prayag Pharmacy when the devotees of the Allahabad Gaudiya Nath informed him of the good news. They had secured land and funds for constructing a building, the Sri Rupa Gaudiya Nath. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta would be coming on November 21st to preside over the ceremony and the laying of the cornerstone. Sir William Malcolm Haley, Governor of the United Provinces, would be the respected guest, and in a grand ceremony would lay the foundation stone in the presence of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. When Abhay learned that there would also be an initiation ceremony, he asked if he could be initiated. Aru Lananda, the Matha's president, assured Abhay that he would introduce him to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. At home, Abhay discussed his initiation plans with his wife. She had no objection, but she did not want to take initiation herself. They were already worshiping the deity at home and offering their food to the deity. They believed in God and were living peacefully. But for Abhay, there was not enough. That was not enough. Although he would not force his wife, he knew that he must be initiated by a pure devotee. Avoiding sinful life, living piously, these things were necessary and good, but in themselves they did not constitute spiritual life and could not satisfy the yearning of the soul. Life's ultimate goal and the absolute necessity of the self was love of Krishna. That love of Krishna his father had already inculcated within him, and now he had to take the next step. His father would have been pleased to see him do it. What he had learned from his father was now being solidified by someone capable of guiding all the fallen souls of the world to transcendental love of God. Abhay knew he should go forward and take complete shelter in the instructions of his spiritual master. And the scriptures enjoined, "He who is desirous of knowing the absolute truth must take shelter of a spiritual master who is in disciplic succession and who is fixed in Krishna consciousness." Even Lord Chaitanya, who was Krishna himself, had accepted a spiritual master, and only after initiation did he manifest the full symptoms of ecstatic love of Krishna while chanting the holy name. As for the ritual initiation he had received at age 12 from a family priest, Abhay had never taken it very seriously. It had been a religious formality. But a guru was not a mere officiating ritualistic priest. So Abhay had rejected the idea that he had already had a guru. But he had never received instructions from him in bhakti, and his family guru had not linked him through disciplic succession with Krishna. And by taking initiation from Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, he would be linked with Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta, son of Bhakti Vinoda Thakur, and disciple of Gaura Kishora Dasa Babaji, was the guru in the 12th disciplic generation from Lord Chaitanya. He was the foremost Vedic scholar of the age, the expert Vaishnava who could guide one back to Godhead. He was empowered by his predecessors to work for the highest welfare by giving everyone Krishna consciousness, the remedy for all suffering. Abhay felt that he had already accepted Srila Bhaktisiddhanta as his spiritual master, and that from their very first meeting he had already received his orders. Now, if Srila Bhaktisiddhanta would accept him as his disciple, the relationship would be confirmed. He was coming so soon after Abhay had seen and heard him in Vrindavan. That was how Krishna acted through his representative. It was as if his spiritual master, in coming to where Abhay had his family and business, was coming to draw him further into spiritual life. Without Abhay's having attempted to bring it about, his relationship with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was deepening. Now Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was coming to him as if by a higher arrangement. On the day of the ceremony, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati met with his disciples at the Allahabad Gaudiya Nath on South Malacca Street. While he was speaking Hari Katha and taking questions, Adulananda Brahmachari took the opportunity to present several devotees. and Hay amongst them as candidates for initiation. The Alabai devotees were proud of Mr. Day, who regularly attended the Matha in the evening and led bhajans, listening to the teachings and spoke them himself, and often brought respectable guests. He had contributed money and had induced his business colleagues also to do so. With folded palms, Abhay looked up humbly at his spiritual master. He and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta were now face to face, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta recognized him and was visibly pleased to see him. "You already knew him?" "Yes," he said, exchanging looks with Abhay. He likes to hear. He does not go away. I have marked him. I will accept him as my disciple." As the moment and the words became impressed into his being, Abhay was in ecstasy. Adumananda was pleasantly surprised that his guru Dev was already in approval of Mr. Day. Other disciples in the room were also pleased to witness Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's immediate acceptance of Mr. Day as a good listener. Some of them wondered when or where Srila Bhaktisiddhanta had arrived at such an estimation of the young pharmacist. At the initiation, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was seated on a Vaishana, and the room was filled with guests and members of the Gaudiya Math. Those to be initiated sat around a small mound of earth where one of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's sannyasis prepared a fire and offered grains and fruit into the flames. While everyone chanted mantras for purification, Abhay's sister and brother were present, but not his wife. Abhay basked in the presence of his Gurudev. Yes, he likes to hear. The words of his spiritual master and his glance of recognition had remained with Abhay. Abhay would continue pleasing his spiritual master by hearing well. Then he thought, I will be able to speak well. The Vedic literature described 9 processes of devotional service, the first of which was Shravanam, hearing about Krishna. Then came Kirtanam, chanting about and glorifying him. By sitting patiently and hearing at Kosi, he had pleased Krishna's representative, and when Krishna's representative was pleased, Krishna was pleased. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had not praised him for donating money to the Math, and hadn't advised him to forsake his family and business and travel with him, nor had he asked Abhay to perform great austerities like the yogis who mortify their bodies with fasts and difficult vows. But he likes to hear, he had said. I have mocked him. Abhay thought about it again and again, listened carefully as the spiritual master conducted the initiation.
Thank you, John.